LeBron James did exactly what I thought he would. Returned to Cleveland, two-year deal worth $42 million now. James has the option of opting out after one season, but would he really put us through all of this again next year? I doubt it. Of course, he's expected to sign a long-term deal after the salary cap increases following the NBA new TV deal coming in 2016. Now, former teammate and almost alleged stepdad, Delonte West, took to Twitter on Friday to tweet, LeBron is whack.
Ooh.
Huh? Chris Bosh told ESPN, no hard feelings, it's all love, we're brothers. Of course, Bosh is in love with LeBron James right now because he got twice the amount of money that the Heat were willing to give him at first. He signed a max deal, $118 million over the next 5 years to stay in Miami. D-Wade reportedly staying. Miami also re-signed Birdman and added Lou Alden.
That's a good look.
Two-year deal worth $20 million. Now back to LeBron. The word is Ray Allen and Mike Miller may be joining the King. Of course, the big piece, Kevin Love. He's the game changer. But according to reports right now, the Cavs are not trying to give up Andrew Wiggins, which is holding up this deal. We saw Andrew Wiggins get down to summer league action, 14 and 13. Andrew Wiggins at 6'8 could possibly be the replacement for LeBron James in the future of the Cavaliers. But Dave the Dude, it's about right now, dummy.
Exactly.
Okay? LeBron James is 29 years old. He's trying to win right now. They're not trying to wait for Andrew Wiggins to develop. So if you can get Kevin Love from Minnesota, Dave the Dude, okay, for Andrew Wiggins, you give him up and you give him up immediately, okay? Kevin Love will be 26 years old in September. Last year, he averaged 26 points and 12 rebounds.
In his prime.
So clearly, you add him to Kyrie Irving and, of course, to King James.
That's
and,
a big three.
And you have a nice big three with nice pieces like Mike Miller and Ray Allen. You could definitely make something happen. Speaking of making something happen, from what I understand, Cavaliers may be able to pull off a three-team trade involving also the Golden State Warriors to get this deal done. So we'll have to see. Trevor Ariza signed in Houston. The Wizards signed a P-double Paul Pierce, two-year deal worth $11 million. I hear he wasn't even offered a contract in Brooklyn.
Wow.
That's terrible, but great pickup for the Wizards, especially since they lost Trevor Ariza, and he plus he brings that leadership to the locker room, and I am a P-double fan. Melo takes the cash to stay in New York, five-year deal worth $122 million. Of course, we know he could have taken the max closer to $129 million, but he wanted to leave a little bit in there to help his squad out. Phil Jackson said he did exactly what we wanted him to do. He's going to basically allow us, giving us relief at the beginning of the deal, allow us to make some moves with the salary cap in the upcoming season. So we'll see what happens there. The Lakers completed the deal for Linsanity. According to reports, the Pistons will pick up Caron Butler on a two-year deal, and they signed DJ Augustine to a two-year deal. Germany wins the World Cup 1-0. LeBron, Wyclef, and Austin Kutcher were there watching. They were VIPs. Riots broke out in Argentina after the one-point loss. Lionel Messi wins the Gold Ball Award. Major League Baseball having its home run derby tonight. All-star game going down tomorrow. A's with the best record at the break. Football, congratulations to Reggie Bush. Married his Kim K look-alike. DEA investigating abuse of pain pills in the NFL. They're saying that that's an issue. And Jimmy Smith of the Ravens.
Oh, no.
He's the latest Raven arrested, the fifth this offseason. Now, according to reports, a young lady that was with the baller was unconscious in the restroom, and the police were telling him to leave since the two were not related. But from what I understand, the two were together for some kind of photo shoot earlier. And according to reports, they're saying basically Jimmy Smith was very disrespectful to the police. What the blank you gonna do?
Wow.
Oh.
Blank you.
We'll show you.
That's Mr. Postman.
Yeah, so they did lock him up, but according to Jimmy, the officer only locked him up because he wanted to be in the news. Hey, Jimmy, hashtag done. I'm Super Ken with the Straight From the Street Sports Report.